Simon Reish Tamach Tev and Reish Ayin Gemor. That was Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset and Kiddush Mokhan Simon. Reish Tamach Tev is in Kiddush in Beit HaKnesset. Machaber Paskin is in Sefalach. Noeg in the Kaddish Beit HaKnesset. Ve'in the Makaddish Litim Yayin HaKiddush Ela Matim LeKotan. The minig is to make Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset. Nevertheless, he should not drink himself. Rather, he should give it to a Kotan. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is Mitzadeh, like the Magen Avraham, dafka to give it to a kotan sheyigid the chinuch. The whole problem is Mishnah Berurah Mitzadeh. Even though the whole problem is, since the problem is that it's going to be a brachah of atolah, nobody drinks from it. So if it's a kotan sheyigid the chinuch, you're going to have the same problem. Since he's loyigid the chinuch, he's not mechuyev in a brachah. You still have the same problem because if no one's drinking, out of this brachah. This brachah wasn't nitzach b'chlal. The only shalit is, what do you do with ma'isa? I don't know how many people in their shul are mekadosh. I know my father's a rov for many years, and their shul is mekadosh. And it was always the little kids that used to drink the kiddush. So I mentioned the Rebbe Berkowitz. I said, what's a 4-year-old? Is that good enough? He says, so Mishnah Berurah sounds like 6 to 7. He says, 4-year-old is good enough also. If he knows the mim of Arachim, and you tell me, usually by the time they're 4 years old, they're already making bracha, and they know he's making bracha, that's good also. That's not a problem. It happens to be that the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes, "Aminig ataliti laharbi ketanim ma'at ma'at vehim ketanim shlo yigi l'chinuch." L'maisa, he says, that's what the minig was. Give ketanim shlo yigi l'chinuch. L'chayra, you're still mekayim the din of that. However, zikr, if you're trying to mekayim the din, that it shouldn't be a bracha v'atala, so then he has to be mechaven. Shlomo Zalman points out, he has to be mechaven, the child has to be mechaven for the great biragafim. I don't know how many of the children are talking mechaven to be yaitzit biragafim. They know they're getting kiddush, drinking wine, and go back there. But the whole nekuda is that it shouldn't be a bracha v'atala. If that's the whole nekuda, then it shouldn't be a bracha v'atala. The whole apostle, like Mishnah Berurah is learning, it was that you should have to tell the child, or at least one child, that should be mechavim in Yisrael to break Ragaf. Also, kid, Yishlavitai, you're not going to be Yisrael. No one's drinking while they're local, you're not going to be a dinner of Kiddush walking through them. You're not being Yisrael to the Kiddush. Well, more makbid on to the Shem Zalman is to break Ragaf. So if the break Ragaf, I'm sure you should have to tell a child to be mechavim, to be Yisrael to break Ragaf. Now, what do you do if there's no children there? So one person told me that he was davening such a shul and there's no children, so they just took the wine and poured it back in. However, Mr. Brewer and the Rosh Hashanah, they both passed in that you shouldn't have to do such a thing. The Mekadosh himself should drink a Revi'ah, and the Mr. Brewer cites him over here whether or not he should drink another Revi'ah, even though he's in the sign, he says, Yishtek Yashir Revi'ah Shiyeh Choshev B'mokim Tzudah, Moshe Chasafti Tzimin Reisha Yen Gimel Tzifein. Moshe Chasafti Tzimin Reisha Yen Gimel Tzifein. He doesn't say how much you really have to drink. Is it a revi'ah in addition to the Malay Lugma that you're drinking, or just a revi'ah? So, the Mincha Shabbos on the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, he says that you can be famous in the shul to drink only a revi'ah. Like the Paschas of the Goyim, the way that the Mechaber Paschim. In the basic Nesses, the Kiddush is not a real Kiddush. It's only a Kiddush of the minute. You want to be Yaitse the minute, so then it's enough to be Yaitse to drink just a revi'ah. However, Ken Zayin is being Messiah, the Chatzim of the Chara. If you have another one, I asked Berkowitz, he said that if you have the ability, if there's enough wine and show, then the chur, you should drink another revi'ah to be another shito. But Fratlas, we'll see, in Reish Ayin Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, says Mitzadeh that he's mistafik whether it helps that night, even if you have another revi'ah. Bechlal, he says, for sure you have to have another revi'ah. Even if you have another revi'ah, it's a shaila whether or not it helps that night, that kiddush is midaraisa. The Mishnah Berurah passes. He says the Mechaber passes at the end. He says, "Avo yoyte teiv lahanik shleil lekadosh beis haKnesset v'chein minig eretz Yisrael." The minig eretz Yisrael is not being mekadosh as far as I've seen here. Just about any shul that I've been in. The Rosh Hashanah says also that the nusach svard is not mekadosh. That's why many shuls in America also are not mekadosh. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out. He says, "We nesteinu noyegin lekadosh beis haKnesset b'Shabbos." Except for Leil Pesach, which everybody has. Any shul Yisrael has to have dollar faces. There's no reason to be mekadosh for anybody else because everybody's going to have to have dalat faces. And one of the dalat faces is kiddush. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, I don't think that I've ever seen on Yom Tov somebody mekadosh. Generally, the except in sukkah, somebody needs a sukkah, so mekadosh in the sukkah. Generally, on Yom Tov, I don't think that I've seen kiddush. But on Leil Shabbos, in a chanamidim, the mashmois is that this is the minhag, and he says, "Umahadron afayayin v'noyegin liknes b'dam metzumishi yitayin the beis haKnesses ve'in levat al minhag." He are we going to do? Mashmois, somebody that starts a minhag. In a chanam, Tachar shouldn't do it. If somebody has the minion already, so then keep it going. Because the Maaseh is many shittos of Rishonim. The Chatchila to start it sounds like that the Chatchila zichar according to the Mechaber Yotzei Tev Lahanik Shalei LeKadosh Beis HaKnesses. The Mishnah Berurah is just saying that if you have the minion, you shouldn't be mevatel. Like the Aruch HaShulchan already points out, we say in the Mishnah Berurah in Shabbos after Yom Kippur, It's mashma that they were mekadosh in the shul. Unless they were mesakin in mamish before when there was mamish orchim in the shul. We still say the davening in mashma that that is the lamaisel. That's the minhag. And therefore, somebody that has that minhag should continue with that minhag. Agav, we'll see in Rishayim Gimel. But Mishnah Berurah points out later on, he says that somebody that wants to be yoytzer lamaisel with the shas in the shul. He says, "Kshashat mekadosh beit hamedrash bezmanenu lo yotah shemeh." I'm feeling miskaven lotzei. We're going to do such a shom. Achakach elam kein miskaven hashas loitziyon. You have to tell the shas to be made to you if lamaisi you want it. He points. He says in the Sharati, the reason is since nowadays the shas the mekadosh is only being mekadosh al tamini, it's not really being mekaven and made in the aracha. Meila, if you want to be yotzer, we know anytime you want to be yotzer with the bracha, you need that of the mekadosh. Of the mighty, the person that's being saying the bracha, that the person that's being gaiter with the bracha, Mela, you have to tell the shas to be mighty you if you want to be yaiter. Well done on that, Mein Hashem, in 2 minutes when you get up there. That's for Reish Tamartes, Kiddush Beis Hashem. Now we have Reish Ayin Gimel.
What's that, is
yeah, in such a case, you're going to get this wrong to do a chur when you get home. If the chapchila, you should have somebody else be mekadosh. So since you're already here, the chapchila, if there's somebody else that knows how to be mekadosh, like we'll see in Rishayim Gimel, you should ask them to be mekadosh.
So the other is always being mekadosh.
What's that?
Somebody else is being mekadosh
to drink or
eat
excited. At home
or in shul?
In shul, he's being mekadosh. He's being mekadosh with the revi.
I can with the revi.
He's talking about when there's no children there. The guy's just drinking himself. So we want to be make sure that it's Kiddush Malkum Tudem. Kiddush Malkum Tudem, he has to drink another Revius and he's going to use Kiddush Malkum Tudem.
And what about the guy who's in the mission
where
Rishayim Gimel, he's trying to be
great
to
Kiddush
Malkum Tudem with other guys?
So in the Hanami, he should drink the yank. Somebody's got to drink. He should drink Pashas, he should drink the yank.
For the other guy, he only shows the Kiddush. Meaning the other guy being great to eat the Hanami. Tudem. This is just the Kiddush.
This is just a kiddush. And if I'm here, then he doesn't have to have the yarn. Somebody's going to have to drink it, though. He should drink it if he's going to be here. Reish Ayin Gimel. Shiyia Kiddush B'mokum Tzudom. The Mechaber and Tefala brings down a number of shitas, three different shitas. And it's a little bit of a bilbul cheshbon, what comes out l'maisa. Chor, what comes out l'maisa from the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and the Sharatim. The ma'isa ben again to get his makom suda. It's like this: lechatchila, once you're mekadosh, and eat his suda in the exact place he was mekadosh. You shouldn't go anywhere else. Not pick up and leave from the place of mekadosh. What is the makom of mekadosh? Look in Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Pei Dalet. When he gets the shinu makom, he's talking about. He says that the dalet amis of a person is his mekaymoy. Mei lechatchila, you should have your suda within dalet amis of the makom that you're being mekadosh. However, if you have das and not even go mipino lepino. However, says Mishnah Berurah, if you have da'at, mishas, kiddush, to change, to go to a different spot, in the room, in the same room, mechatzili you're allowed to do that. Nevertheless, that's only mipino lepino. Once you want to go mecheder lecheder, then even if you have da'at, mishas, kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah says, mechatzili you should not do it. Even if you're going to be mechav, mishas, kiddush, you're in the Ezra's Nashman of the shul, and you want to go to the Ezra's Gvar, the regular shul, Even if you have das b'shas kiddush and you want to go there, the chatzili you should not go. B'di'evan, you're yitzer. The chatzili you should not go. Says the bir halacha, unless you could also see the place. If you could see the place and you have das, then the chatzili it's the chatzili for you to go to switch to a different room. What does it mean that you could see the place? How much do you have to see? Do you actually have to see it? And how much of the place do you have to see? So Shlomo Zalman, most of them occur for the dinim that I'm saying for Shlomo Zalman or Shmir Shabbos Kachasa Perek Nundalaj. He says that you don't have to. Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to be able to see the actual place that you were mekadosh. As long as you can see any place in the room, that's good enough. Since the kiddush matter you to eat in any place in the room, because mipinu l'pinu is mutter, the memela is considered welcome to kiddush, even though the chapkili should have that. But since with the every part in the pinu l'pinu, even without that, is considered the welcome to kiddush, memela is the entire room that you were mekadosh in. It's considered the makom of the kiddush. Mekadosh in the Beis Hashem, in the dining room. You have an entire dining room. As long as you can see any part of that dining room, it's kiddush if you're seeing the makom that you're mekadosh. Since that place that you're seeing was mutter for you to eat, so it's considered the makom of the kiddush. since you're allowed to have the Suda there, by place, you give it the dinner, welcome to Kiddush. Says Rosh Hashanah, you don't even have to lamaisa see it. Even if your back is to the window, if you look out the window, you'll be able to see the Makom Shekiddush. But your back is to the window, you don't have to turn around and look at the place. As long as you theoretically can see it, then that's good enough. However, let's say they close the door. So then the place from Mistapek, I think Mr. Clarence and Chodshani, he brings their eye from a different Mishnah Berurah, but he gets a Shin Makom, that once you close the door, you're in trouble. So maybe if the door is open, and then you close the door, and you can no longer see, or close the window, and that you put down the trip, then in Haram gives a problem. You have to theoretically be able to see. Once, you don't actually have to look, you have to have the ability, that's Mechad L'cheder. So L'chadchila you shouldn't go, even with Pina Pina, if you have Das, you're allowed. Even with Das, you shouldn't go Mechad L'cheder, but if you have Das, and you can see, then L'chadchila you could, says the Be'er Lacha. However, this is not even going to help, even if you have Das, and you can see, it's still not going to help you to go from Bayis L'Bayis, or from Bayis L'Chatzah. Once you're outside of your house, or going to a different house, even if you can see it, and you have Das L'Shas Maisa, it's not considered Kiddush Mokum Sudo, and mainly you'd have to be Chazash again if you went to a different place. Unless, B'diyavet, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a place, he says, Ein Shvil HaYochad HaKavu B'Moy Tacham B'Moy Tacham B'Moy Tacham B'Neim, then B'diyavet, B'Shas HaTchak, if you were ready, Mekadosh, and you went to a different house, if there was no Shvil, if there was no thoroughfare between the two houses, the Chotzer, and the house that you're Mekadoshing, then it's all considered, as long as you can see it, you might see the place that you're Mekadosh, then B'diyavet, you're not going to have to be Mekadosh again. The fetus, what comes out, is that if you're in yeshiva and you're listening to Kiddush, so many times the person has to be Mekadosh, doesn't have such a loud voice, so everybody crowds around. So, lechatchila, you should really be Mekadosh in yeshiva, it's a halbatar, because a person's das usually is b'shas Kiddush, so then he can eat his sudo wherever his main table is, wherever his table is, or by chasana, even though he comes to hear the Kiddush, but his das has to go back to his mother. However, if you're in a shul and they have the Kiddush, so you go crowd and listen to the guy, so the guy that's making Kiddush, then you take your mezonos and decide to look around for a place to sit. You end up on the other side of Beis Medrash. L'chadchila, you shouldn't do that. L'chadchila, you should either have das for shas that you're being Mekadosh, that you're going to eat on the other side. But if you do not have das for shas that you're Mekadosh, eat on the other side of the room, you should l'chadchila eat in the place that you heard the Kiddush. It's also, it's very good. What's that? So it depends what the matzav in the shul is. I know in the shul that I'm in, they put plastic tablecloths on certain tables. So generally, you're expected to eat on those tables. You're not supposed to go to a different table. So you decide to go to a different table. I don't know if you have a stamda going to a different place. If the machine is a stamda, this is a hard to go to the table that you usually sit on. That wouldn't be a problem. However, it's common in a hospital or something like that they bring, I remember I was just there on Shabbos, the person was mavdo. I went down to daven. The person was mavdil on by the minion. So 5 minutes later, a flight up, calls out Avdallah in the middle of the corridor, in the middle of the hallway. Everybody comes and makes Avdallah again. Same person he made before. Then he goes down to the next one, makes Avdallah again, goes all the way down, makes Avdallah 7-8 times, and he's finished. Now, we'll worry about that in a minute, how exactly he's able to do that. But when he gets everybody else that's being going to say, he calls Kiddush. Everybody comes out to the hallway, calls the Kiddush. Now, if you can't see the place that you're going to eat your sudan, even if you have das, but if you can't see the place, or even if you can see the place and you can close the door as soon as the kiddush is over, the chatchila, you should not do that. So you should be able to make sure that you're standing in a place, either come to the doorway of the room and be able to see at least the place that you're going to eat, or make sure that the oven will be...
What's
that?
You see the hallway, though. Wouldn't the hallway be... in the room and you're going to eat?
If you can see the hallway, if you can see the hallway, that's an achasa. Shaila is how your room is positioned. To be able to see the hallway, lachar, that also became, that was master if you consider it as one room. Each line, if you consider a hallway as one room. Not the etzem a cheder.
Why did you have to go out?
Yeah, lechanami. If you can hear it in your room, terrific. But not always. Usually, they call the people come out, so they can hear it. Not loud enough because the guy is loud enough to hear from the entire. Machlaka. According to this, that we just came out of the Mishnah Berurah, Lechatchila, if you can't see the place, even if you have das, you shouldn't leave. Says that Tilo David, he dans about 120 years ago. He dans when he gets in the Tilo Tedayim after you Mekadosh. for those that wash themselves the day beforehand, they're good to go. For those that after the Makadosh, they go to wash their hands, like most Ashkenazim, then you get a problem. If you have to leave to your kitchen and it's in a different room and you can't see the makom that you're being Makadosh, then the Chatzila, you shouldn't go out to a different place. It's a Terech Hasuda, so with the Yavid Zichah, we're not going to be Makadosh. The Chatzila, the Chor, you should not go out to a different room to wash your hands. They bring down that the Chavetz Chaim was Makadosh on this, Chazanish was Makadosh on this, not to go to a different room. Shlomo Zalman says the Minig Zichah is to be Makel. Ma'i said that is the Minig. However, what you really get into problems is it's also cheder lecheder in one house. It's a shaila cheder lecheder is considered a problem. We're going to see when we get to the sugya of shinui makom tefach and ches. There's a whole need of whether or not cheder lecheder will cause a problem when you get to shinui makom. There's midway halacha there. So okay, the minhag gets to be makom says Rishon Zalman. There is makom. If you ever heard of people that are makom to wash their hands in the dining room, it's for this reason. They shouldn't go out. There shouldn't be a problem with shinui makom. You're going to a place, even if you're going to come back, but you went to a place that has a din of a shinui makom. Since there's a din of shinui makom, you have a concern of kiddush makom. You'll look up to. The minhag gets to be made. However, what do you do when it comes to sukkahs? So the people that have merpeset, and they make the sukkah on the merpeset, sukkah on the merpeset, terrific. But many people in Eretz Yisrael do not have merpeset, and they make the sukkah in downstairs, somewhere in the chaser, somewhere in the driveway. There, you're ramish outside of the house. So what are you supposed to do? You make kiddush in the sukkah, you have to make kiddush in the sukkah, and then you want to go wash your hands. You're going to a place, which is mibayis labayis, usually you're going past the shvil. Especially if it's a chater, it's a public thoroughfare. People are going by. Even if you can see the place, it's only by the yavin b'shas atchak that we're mekel for you to. Even in such a place, even by yavin b'shas atchak wouldn't be mekel for it, because there's a shvil of a derech yochin, a kavua derech yochin going through. So what are you supposed to do? Where are you supposed to wash your hands? What's that? Wash before kiddush. So there's in the chalal. What? What you could do is have a revias, like we'll see by Yisrael Hashem, have a revias or have another revias, but it's only going to help for the Makadosh. It's not going to help for everybody else. What's that? Everybody should drink a revias. What's that? Even at night? At night we have a bigger problem. Yeah, we have this problem even at night. It's the Shinui Makom. 100%, doesn't make a difference, but you went to a place that's considered Shinui Makom. That's the it's considered as if your kiddush is not from Makom Mesuda, even though you're coming back. Because you went to a place in between that Yafel Lechot, Mr. Brewer clarified it. Because Yafel Lechot, even if you go into the bathroom, because you serve Mesuda, therefore it's not considered a problem. But, I told our workers, I said, so everybody's got to buy that machine that you can wash in the sukkah, they have the water on the top and you wash in the thing. So he tells me, Rishon Zalman wasn't fine with that, because the dirty water stays in the sukkah also. You have a problem, mine's truchim inside of the sukkah. So, you could do right outside, you could do right outside of the sukkah, then you don't have the problem of, the only problem is if you have, you can do right outside of the sukkah, that's not a problem. You can leave a pail right outside the sukkah, and wash right outside the sukkah, that's not a problem. Be careful not to do it on the grass, or anything. For those that have grass, who has grass? Okay. You don't really have to worry so much about the grass, but you know, school you have grass. It's not a school, you gotta be careful. It doesn't go in the grass. That's one Issa. And there's another Issa I saw, he wasn't talking about sukkahs, but Lachara, Kenzan works for this also, and we'll see again, it's a Shini Makom. It could be that it helps to leave a person in the sukkah the entire time. Once you leave a person in the sukkah, so it's Kilu, Hinichu Mikdash Chavir, and everybody else goes to be Mekadosh to wash their hands, they'll come back, another guy will go, you're making a little bit of a hectic, but Ken Zayin, that works, we have to see maybe more when it comes to the Kufayim Chas, Be'ez Hashem is coming with. What's that? The Rambam. Not if it's a new one. So your house is not a problem. You have to see in your garden here. No, serve if you want to serve. The Aruch HaShulchan, Agav, is more makel than the Mishnah Berurah and two Nekudas over here. He holds, first of all, Mecheder Lecheder is mutter as long as you have das. You don't have to see the makel. And he holds that if you have das, that even from the Chassid Labai at work, it says, V'yesh L'Ismechal Zal HaMaita. I don't know if he's talking about if you don't have a shvil in between, but he says, Chassid Labai, it works as long as you see it, V'yesh L'Ismechal Zal HaMaita, even Lechatkhil. Even though Mishnah Berurah was not happy to be Seymuch on this, the HaShulchan was makel when he gets these two things, Cheder Lecheder, if you have das, you don't even have to see. And if you see that even Chatz Labayim, Yesh Lismach Chatz Labayim. It's worse than Chatz Labayim.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know if the Rosh Hashanah is going to work on it. And it's not.
Who is in the Mishnah Berurah that finds Chatzar and who is in Bayit Labayim?
He doesn't say that, but the Chur should come out that way. The Chur should come out that way. Now, there's a lot of Nekudas about going out, you go out to your Mapeset, you go out to the hallway, the Cheder Madrigot, you go out there, are these considered as if you left them off him or not? This is big Nidayim, Beit Hashem will see this coming week in Kufani Ches. That's all Negei also to our Sugya of Kiddush Mokum Sudan. We have to wait till we see, to get there. That's Sif Al. Sif Gimel, Im Kiddush V'lo Yisod, Afi De Kiddush V'lo Yoso, V'tzorach La'efol B'mokum Kiddush La'alter. You have to eat B'mokum Kiddush La'alter, says the Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean La'alter? Says Mr. Brewer, but you have to get people's man kasher. How much is man kasher? The Aruch HaShulchan says man kasher is lav dafi. The altar is lav dafi. Generally, it says the minigin that people take off their jackets, they switch their clothing, they put on the bib, they take off the tie, whatever it is that they do after the kiddush before they wash their hands. The altar is lav dafi. It just means that you shouldn't be mafni with man merubah. The Shmir Shabbos Kofas, he brings down many different shittas, what's considered, if a person is lamayis and mafni, harbi is maf, then it's a problem. Im kiddush v'loy tzad, afi de kiddush l'yotza, v'tzar v'achol mokum kiddush l'alta. Or yishu v'yadat l'lech ha-shom miyad. Avo b'lav ochi, afilu och ha-blokum kiddush en yoyza. Mashma, that if you're mafzik for zman merubo, you're talking about yoyza kiddush mokum sudan. So l'maysa, how much is zman merubo? What's zman merubo? At the end of the day. So Zagon, the Yaivet Sassidr, he says that it's chof be'zama. We find when you get to take off the tzmich hashchita, chof beizama, take off the netzila and netzila tzadayim, the netzila bracha, it's also chof beizama. How long it takes you to walk 22 amas, which is not too long, 10-15 seconds. However, most people say that maybe it's third, that shita, that many say go with the zman of a half an hour. We know that samach always is usually a half an hour, samach l'mincha, half an hour. Some people say that it's even an hour or 2 hours. Some people say it's zman iku. Man equals either 72 minutes or until you're at least 72 minutes. The main of the Ben Ishchai brings down Shmir Shabbos Chatzis quotes the Ben Ishchai. He says that b'di'evet, since it's a suffix, how much is considered zman merubah? So even if you went an hour, 2 hours, b'di'evet would be the same on the shitas that say that's not considered zman merubah. And on suffix brachas, you're not going to have to be mekadosh again. In a chanami, the chilo, you should not be mafzik b'klal. The Mishnah Berurah says that leaving your place. Person should be yizor b'zem oyin, not to leave the mokim of it yitzir l'chutz, either to go outside, to go to the bathroom. In your own house, maybe it's not a shver. His yisila chutz is a siyas tzrachim, but it's outside of the house. You know, that's a tzach shver. It says, b'dyevet, zechor, we're going to say, anything which is a tzrach of tzud is not considered hafzik. But chatzchila, you should be mekadosh and have your tzuda right away without being mafzik b'klam. Yeah, in the chanami, b'dyevet. Only b'dyevet. Mechatzchila, you want to be mekadosh chatzchila. That was the chavatzchan, chadonish. Mekadosh chatzchila. In Siv Dalet, Yochel Adam Mechadosh La'achirim Afa B'she'ein O'echel Yimoyim Duli Zidhu Havim Ochem Sudam Afa Gav De Birchus Ayein Ine Yochel Ha'itzi Achirim Ine Nani Mem Kivin Dahayim Brit Yagof Nu Chayv L'Kiddush K'Kiddush Ayim Domi V'yochel Ha'itzi Afa B'she'ein O'echel Yimoyim. The halacha is you're allowed to be Moitzi somebody else with Kiddush even if you were already Yotzi before him. Or if you weren't not yet yaitzin, you don't want to be yaitzin. Nevertheless, also din of arvis, you let him wait for the next person. Says the Ramav, afilu b'kiddush shol yom b'shachas b'shabbos mutar asaskin. This is mutar even by Shabbos day. Now, even though the whole kiddush is only a brayer often, you don't have another bracha like you have at night. Nevertheless, says the Ramav, it has a din of a birchas hamitzvah. It's not a din of birchas hanenus. And the meila, you're allowed to be waiting for somebody else. However, they bring down from the Brit Gerov, not exactly clear what his time was. He was master to say that everybody, by day, anybody that wants to be yitzur with kiddush has to drink from the wine. Pashas of Masberg, so Pashas way that is Masberg, is that since he's choshish for the shittas, we'll get that in a second. Since during the day, Brei Prag often, the whole kiddush is only Brei Prag often, so it's not nicker that it's a kiddush unless you drink from it also. He went at a timeout, and so all the people timed it also. That the pasuk says he was being choshish for the shittas that Brei Prag often, that the kiddush ayorim, like the Mordechai says, is only considered a birchas hanenin. It doesn't have a din of a birchas hamitzvos. And b'meila, only if you're gonna drink from the wine, are we gonna see it as a kiddush? Because b'etzem we see it as a regular birchas hamitzvos. If you want to be yaitzi, you have to drink from the wine. Now, the Ramah Zichur would say it's not that way. Feel the kiddush ayorim shel shachas mutar lasas kein, because it's a din of a birchas hamitzvos. If it's a din of birchas hamitzvos, the chor pashtas is no din than a night, no different than a night. And your taka don't have to be drink from the wine. And from the money, that's how most people are knowing when they make kiddush in shul. And they have one kreis for 250 people that are listening to the kiddush. Generally, not everybody drinks. Most people do not drink, as a matter of fact. Nevertheless, they're yaitzei al sadin of arvis with the person that was being mekadosh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here on the Machaber. The Machaber says, "Hu she'inim yaitim." The only time you can mekadosh somebody else with arvis is if the person that you're being mekadosh doesn't know how to be mekadosh. The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, is pretty sharp on the. He blabs Torah and Gadol on the Beis Yosef, and he wants to come out of the Mishnah Berurah not like that, not like the Mechaber. It's a Prichodesh that says, "V'Prichodesh v'simin tafkos tehei chelut v'tzvilei v'chol gavni yochol ha'itzim v'tzev ha'arkes v'chayim v'atze gam kein v'medini yochol ha'itzim v'chol gavni ach l'chatchila ha'mitzvah sheikadosh ba'at mekivin shubalki v'gam chavirim ha'itzim v'yitzei atu ba'kiddush." L'chatchila, what's the best thing? A person should be Mekadosh himself. And he shouldn't, since the person that he wants him to be Mekadosh, he wants to be Yitzei with, already was Mekadosh, or it's not going to be yaitzi now, the best thing is you should be mekadosh yourself. Nevertheless, me'ikar d'dino, you're allowed to be yaitzi somebody else, even if the other person is a baki, nevertheless you're allowed to be yaitzi me'ikar d'dino. Now, what's lechatchila? What's considered a tzuris for you to be yaitzi somebody else? But the person is not interested in drinking wine. Is that enough of a reason? I don't want to drink wine. I don't like dry wine. I don't want to drink any wine. But Piskechuva Siv, he's telling us that we're making for any Siva. The minig of the Eilam is, we're making for any Siva Shi'i, and the person is not interested in being Mekadosh, you can be Mekadosh him. That's the answer of Berkowitz. He said also, any Tzarech is not a problem, you can be making somebody else. If they don't want to drink wine, he says, unless the guy's lazy. If the guy's just being lazy, he asks us, then in the Chalam, you shouldn't be able to be Mekadosh him out that time. But Me'ikad Adinu, you're allowed to be Mekadosh him, even if he knows how to be Mekadosh, he just doesn't want to drink the wine, Ukedema, you're allowed to be Maitim lechatchilo. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tafkuf Behen, and he quotes when he gets to Tia Shefer. He says the minig is that even if the person is a baki, nevertheless the Turkeya is maitim everybody else with the bracha, even though everybody else is bekim and they know how to make the bracha.
What about for
women? She does.
In
a chanami. No, most women don't want to drink wine.
They don't want
if they're making wine themselves, what's the problem?
I don't know. I don't want to get so mad. They can't really make the kiddush. But the issue there, they're also
giving
me no kiddush
themselves. The problem is us, Atlas, or they're not comfortable doing it. They're not comfortable doing it. Okay, that's enough. Yeah? It's a, what? Make it a din you're allowed. The only question is, the person is, the guy's wine, no, you drink it, you do it. Well, by one method, they're not comfortable to drink the wine, they're not comfortable to make kiddush in public, they're not comfortable whatever it is. Especially when it comes to Havdalah, women have all types of anxieties that are associated with women making Havdalah. Even though there's no problem for a woman to make Havdalah, a woman is allowed to make Havdalah. Nevertheless, they are scared of any type of thing, they could make Havdalah, make it a din. He says, because women are, he says before, they're scared. Yeah, the chatzila, yeah, make it a dini or a lot of. In the mela, you don't have to.
If
the Mechadish is being guilty himself,
yeah.
Then no one else has to drink.
Make it's it, only
there's a brisk rule that says that during the day everybody should drink. Make it a din and time, not. Now, what's the din? If a kivayev is mistapik, could you be mighty somebody else if for you it's not Shabbos day? Somebody else made early Shabbos. And for you, it's not Shabbos yet. Could you be mating somebody else with Kiddush if for you it's not Shabbos, for them it's Shabbos? The Shabbos was this, the Rishon Lezalman also, he clears the Shabbos, he says that there was a guy that used to make Kiddush every week for the in the hospital. He used to make early Shabbos, he would make Kiddush, and he would walk home afterwards. Not a problem. Then he moved. And the only way for him to get home was by car. Really, he wanted to know, could he be Mekadosh without being Mekadosh Shabbos? And afterwards, drive home? Well, Rishon Lezalman is trying to figure out all, culminate potential and how to do it, but clearly it's a taka not to. Says maybe you could get somebody else to open up the door for you, you're not being here to Malach, it's not a Esther Malach, you can't even drive, he's done it. The Shal has been a get to Aris, can you do it? The Kivager in Reish Tama Zayin, he blessed by his Tarachin, he declares, do we say that you have a din of Aris for Lamaisa, you could be Makabal Shabbos? Or do you say, since Lamaisa now, you're not, there's no din for you, it's not Shabbos for you. So you can't be Yetzid in Kiddush. At this point, you can't be Yetzid in Kiddush. It's not Shaykh Arvitz if you're not Shaykh in the Mitzvah B'chol. If it would be Shabbos, says the Rishon Lezalman, if it would be Shabbos, let's say it's before Shachar, so you're not allowed to eat. Can you be mating somebody else? Says the Rishon Lezalman, you can be mating somebody else, it's after Shachar. Even though you're before Shachar, he's after Shachar, you Shaykh to the parish of Kiddush, because since it's Shabbos, it's Be'etzim Shaykh Kiddush today. So it's Ari to reveal that you're not supposed to eat before you daven. But over here, it's not, when it's Erev Shabbos, it's not just the Ari there feeling. You're not Shaykh to the Parashah of Kiddush B'chol. You could be Mekav. That's exactly what Kivegas in the topic. He says, since you could be Mekav Shabbos, so maybe we could reckon it as if you're Shaykh to the Parashah. Well, Lamaisa, if you are being Mekav Shabbos, then it's not, of course, you might think. But if you're not being Mekav Shabbos, do we say, since it's Biyodeh that you can be Mekav Shabbos, immediately you can be Mekav to another person, you're Shaykh to the Parashah? Or do we say, no, since Lamaisa right now you're not being Mekav Shabbos, you're not Shaykh to the Parashah, it's not a thing. What's that? You didn't down Mincha? Right. Because you're shy to the parts of Shabbat. It's shy to Shabbat. You're still shy. What's the whole part of Aaron? Ivan, let's try. Aga. Where does this last you for sure have to be? He says that by nothing, the problem is that they're not in the parts, that's why you can't be waiting for them. Right. Are they part of Arvus? They netball in Arvus. You can't be mixed with them. They're not part of Arvus. You can't be mixed with them. They are mechuvah d'aver. It's totally that is that. It's totally that is that. Why are they not part of our Shabbat?
That's
only because they need to think about it. What's that? Yeah, Lachari, you're having the same problem. Lachari would not be able to make the same. How does Arvus work? Arvus work, not exactly clear, maybe different Pshatim. The Meiri goes like this in Rosh Hashanah. On Lama Dalid, on Gimel, Rabbeinu Manoah says the same Pshat on the Rambam. He says the Vart of Arvus is, the reason why I can be making somebody else, even though I was already making, is because since Kol Yisrael Arim Zemazah, the main skila is if you weren't Mekam your mitzvah b'shleimus until everybody from Chalik calls Mekam your mitzvah. It's chokter in your mitzvah until everybody else is Mekam your mitzvah. Memela, you haven't been Mekam your mitzvah b'gmiris and gamsin until everybody else is Mekam. Memela, if you want to shop a rule, it doesn't have to make a rule. You could be mitzvah with the bracha. Because it's chokter in your mitzvah until everybody else is Mekam. Memela, even if you weren't Mekam when it's on Shabbos, you're shaykh to the parasha, shaykh to you. When it's Erev Shabbos, you're not shaykh to the mitzvah b'chol. It's not that I wasn't Mekam mitzvah. I'm not shaykh to the mitzvah yet. It's not Hanukkah for me. I can't let it. No, it's not Shabbos. Maybe he buys by Tarachim. But in Islam, he's before Shachar. You woke up late, or somebody else woke up early, and you want to be waiting to them, Nevertheless, it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not a problem, you could be making them. That's Sif Dalim. Sif Hei, the Chiddush of the Gerinim. Kos Bo HaGerinim, Ho Adin Kiddush El Vomokim Tzudo, Afilo Ochal Dover Muad, Eshasa Kreit Yain, Shechav Lav Racha, Yotzei De Kiddush. The Gerinim Taino, that you don't, to be Yetzim Zin of Kiddush Mokim Tzudo, you do not have to be sawed with Pas. Even if you're sawed with Ochal Dover Muad, Eshasa Kreit Yain, even a Kreit Yain, works as the din of Kiddush Mokim Tzudo. Now the Maskam of Mishnah Berurah is that a person should not be saying, I am a Chadush of Kiveger, on the Gainim. Since the men are ashamed, they don't have to wait. He says in the Sharatin, he says even more. He says, at night, even if you want to be Makkah, he says something that is Semech on the Gainim, Lechatchila, you should drink, you should be Choshesh for the other Achrainim that say, many Achrainim that say, they're not like the Mashmois of the Mechaber, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Taz. They all tie now that you should have, in addition to the Balei Lugmav of your Kiddush, you should have another Revi'ah, and that's considered Yesuda. Meaning, if you want to be yaitz with the Gerinim lechatchila, you should have another Revi'ah in addition to the wine that you're being yaitz out for Kiddush. Nevertheless, as the Sharatim declares, Abba Kiddush alayla, in lahokko bozeh, vafilu rem yishde oi kreis echad balayla, novazeh, gam ki nish lain em nisim chazeh, the kam yishin chok mazeh, kem yishkaz v'kiddush v'kiviriyim. He wants to find out that this is all by day. But at night, unless it's mamash amach matchak, which says, beginning the simen, sukkah, and you can't have, stopped raining, you want to go into the sukkah, you want to be mekadesh in the kiddush mokum suda, and you're ready to mekadesh in the house. He says to be yaitu with wine, even though it's at night. There could be a sense of it's a little more kal also. But at night, the kiddush is daraiso, then we're much more chayshish when you get to the kiddush mokum suda. Since there are many rishitas rishayim that hold, you cannot be yaitu kiddush mokum suda with yain, but mele at night, if you're going to have wine, and you talk to worm yaitu your kiddush, some days you weren't yaitu, you didn't daraiso kiddush. During the day, it's only in the Rabbanah. So we're making to be same on the sheep of the Gainim and all that. You can be able to get this Mokum Suda with one. However, at night, that it's a Daraisa, then we're much more Machmer, and the Melo, you should not, the Chathila, one should not be Mekadesh on Yain. Now, somebody that wants to be same on the Gainim, is he able to be same, is he allowed to have grape juice? Grape juice have the same din as wine or not? This is a big nidun in many different things that it comes up. B'shem Rebbe Yashiv, they bring down, heard from numerous people, Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbat, he brings down also from B'shem Rebbe Yashiv, that grape juice does not have the din of wine. Dainu, even if you want a taina that you're allowed to be mekadesh on grape juice, which is Mefur Shagamara, Pashas of Baba Basra, Teichet Eshkol Shalanavim, Ma'imelov Kiddush Ayurim, you're allowed to squeeze Tzadichet, you're allowed to Tzadizayim, you let it squeeze Eshkol Anovim and make Kiddush, a cluster of grapes, make Kiddush on it, right? You let it be Mekadosh and grape juice. Nevertheless, as the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda, it doesn't have a din of soid. Since it doesn't have alcohol content, Memela, it is not soid, Memela, it is not, you can't be able to din of Kiddush Mokum Suda. Not only that, they say, Al Tchumra, we know that it's coming to make, some people know, it's actually not a very well-known halacha, that if you make a Hagafim on Yayin, on wine, and you have at least a Mali Lugmov, then you pass up all other drinks that you're going to have. The same way that when you make hamaisi, you pass up all food. So if you make a brief yadofen and you have a mole lugmov, you pass up all drinks. So if you had kiddush mole lugmov and you're going to have a drink of soda afterwards, you did not make a bracha. It's a bracha of atala because you already used your bracha before. That's with wine. Now the shell is what happens with grape juice. Does grape juice have the same thing? Pasuk is totally in a chakira. Prima godim closes. Is it after the chashivas of the bracha or is it after the chashivas of the wine? He's going to be get hamaisi. If you have less than a chati, a kezayis of a moiti, does it pass up all the other foods that you have? If you don't have a kezayis of a moiti, does it pass up the rest of your suda or not? Maybe it's only because everything is tafel to the moiti, to the challah that you're having, to the lechem that you're having. That's why it passes everything. If you're not having a kezayis, not chashiv, it doesn't pass it. Or do you say it's a chashiv to the bracha? Chashiv to the bracha of a moiti, the chashiv bracha, maybe it passes everything. Maybe you have the same clarity when you get the yain. Is it after chashiv to the bracha, then grape juice for sure be included? Or is it al tachashivas of the shtiyah of the yayin, mela kenzanet, grape juice will not be included. Now, I once spoke to Rabbi Yashiv wants a taina. He brings a taina for Shabbos, but Shabbat the taina is that Hashem Rabbi Yashiv, that the chumer, we're going to say that it doesn't potter it up. However, you should have, you might see somebody, ask somebody else to be mighty you with the shackle, if you're going to drink from the yam. However, it says if you have less than a mali lugmav, that benigeah to yayin, Mishnah Berurah is mistapik, then for sure when it comes to grapes, just says Rabbi Yashiv, even lekula, even lechumer, you make a new bracha when you have your drink afterwards. And I spoke to the Zichar a grape beer?
No.
It's more chashuv, therefore you should have it in mind. Right. I don't know if we're back, because it has the mile of stud. So your second reviyah should be yain. Zichar according to Yashiv, your second reviyah should be dafka yain. It should not be grape juice. However, what's that?
First one to be grape juice?
The first one, Lachar, would be able to be grape juice. Would be able to make grape juice according to Yashiv. Spoke to David Morgenstern about it once. He once had a time that's telling, it's dependent on whether or not they put in things into the grape juice that it cannot ferment. Nowadays, they put certain chemicals into the grape juice that it can't ferment. And Mela doesn't have the yicholus to turn into grape juice, and into wine. However, there are certain types of grape juice. He says it depends on each one. There's certain types of grape juice that, if you take it out, he told me exactly what the experiment is, to take it out and let it sit out in the fridge for 2 weeks, I don't know, for whatever it is in here, and you're able to see if it's going to ferment. Such a thing, if it does ferment, and has the ability to turn into wine, then even though at this exact moment the tachlis doesn't have alcohol content, and it's not wine, nevertheless, sounds like even Rabbi Yashiv b'Mafkim, such grape juice would be not a problem. And they know the brands of grape juice. Cool. However, the minig, I think most boys can go, that the minig is that grape juice has the same din as wine, and it gets everything. That's what Berkowitz told me, that's how we go, that grape juice has the same din as wine, and really, once you make your agafen on grape juice, you're going to be might see the other thing, and you can pop it from a brown. It is the same shayla of arba faces?
No.
I think everybody holds it. Even Rabbi Yashiv, he brings down the safer. Carl brings down the safer. He says even Rabbi Yashiv holds that somebody that's a patient, somebody that's celiac, has a problem that he can't have challah and he can't have wine. He says for him zichar, even like a pili is allowed to have grape juice. That's his idea. Ain't kiddush shall welcome pili shom teirinik. That's his idea. He can't eat anything else. Especially that he could be yotze. But anybody else that could have, in a chanami itaka shouldn't be yotze with that. What's that? There are those that could have that, but pastors we don't reckon that. We don't, with the din of soy, wine has the quality of soy. But Mela, even if you have a little bit, nevertheless, you're gonna we give it the din of something which is said, even though at this point that the real halacha says, he says, what's going to be? The Gemara says that you can be yaitzim with the Eved. The Gemara declares, brief off, if you bench on yayin, are you yaitzim? The Gemara says, l'chatzil, you should bench on yayin. The Gemara says, no, a person not going to be yaitzim on it. Melo, you don't bench on it. La halacha we pass on that if a person benches on yayin, he is yaitzim. Since the Gemara says that yayin is said, a melo, bir zamazin will work for something which is said. It says the only time that it's soy is if you have a little bit. If you have a lot, it's not soy. Mela, if you drank more than the two revisin, like the Mishabura goes, he says three revisin over there, and Reishchet, and the Reishchet, Berlacha, he says you shouldn't be able to be patr with Birz of Azim, because once you go past two cups, it's not soy anymore, it's migragar, and you shouldn't be able to be able. So you bring down the sheets that hold that any amount of wine is both soy and gar, it's soy a little bit and gar a lot, he says that can't be shot. And then he says, Elamai, you have to say, since when you started drinking it with soy, Mamela Tloy Poka, the Indian of soy, even though at the end of the day, it's going to be Migurgar. Sorry, once we have the quality of soy, we give it the quality of soy, even at the end of the day, it's not going to be Migurgar. Yain the Esem as a Hashiva, since it is soy. Anybody wants to dinner with Kiddush? The two of is only the Makadish, because he's. Anybody has to be yaitzeh to the kiddush just by listening. So you only have to have one review. The makadish has to have a review in addition to the mali lugmav. Everybody else just has to have a review. Mr. Brewer continues, he says, when he gets a parrot, the Mechaber passes of off a parrot loy. Mr. Brewer is Mako, he says, if somebody, Shasat Chak, he doesn't have anything else to eat, all he has is parrot, by the day you could be, somebody, Chalash Liboy, he's able to be Semech B'Shasat Chak to even eat parrot after the din of Kiddush. Kiddush Makom Tzu, that begins with parrot. He says, at night though, one should not be Mako. Now the Mashmoyis of Mr. Brewer is, this is only Echasan by parrot, and by Yayan, like he pointed out in the Sharatim, but by mini targima, pasav abakis, in the Quran, it's not a problem even at night. If somebody wants to be yaitu the din of Kiddush Makom Tzu that night with Ragalach, it's not a problem. Maybe lechatchila one taker should not do it, because if we're choishish for the din of Kiddush Makom Tzu, Kiddush is daret that night, so there are those shittos that hold, even though we pass in that pasav abakis is considered Kiddush Makom Tzu. Nevertheless, there are shittos that hold that dafka pas, like the green. But Melo, can't say another Rishayim also, the Ben Yehuda maybe, the Kivayga brings down. But Melo, if you want to be fresh for those sheets, Taka, you shouldn't do it at night after the Chashash that Kiddush is the Reisa. But Meikah, the Dina, the Mashmoyis, the Mishabur is not a problem. That's how Berkman told me, if there's a Tzurich and a Chlam, it's not a problem. Where it really comes up is, let's say, Simchas Tzur. When they do a Kafas before Kiddush. They do a Kafas before, in certain places, you go home and have the Tzurich, and then they do a Kafas. Remember that there wasn't Yeshiva. But most places they do a kafas before him. Do a kafas before him. They want to make kiddush. Can you make kiddush at night and have pasuk a kisna? So a sofas kishruv brings down from the Chazon Ish that it's not a problem. Now bechlal, you have to realize that it's on yontif. Yontif kiddush at night is not even a deraita. It's a derabanan. So the night kiddush of yontif has the same din as the day kiddush of Shabbat. So meila, anybody that's going to make all during the day, we make all night also. Meila is more of a cool. That's why maybe the Mishnah Brewer is make all on Sukkot to have revius yain at night, because bechlal kiddush is only derabanan. When it comes to Yantif. Now, even though this is how we pass him, you could be Yetzir with Pasuk over Kisman, and even most Shittas hold, like the Gainim, that you could be Yetzir with Yayin, and those Shittas they don't hold fairs. However, the Gain, the Bir Alacha brings down, the Sefer Mayat Rav, Kasav Shagra, Aspa Kiddush, Hayurim, Vahe, Vekadish, Elav Wachim Tzu, the Gemur, Vlemini, Tegimah, Yayin. The Gain with Machmer, Tadak can have Agav, not in the portion of the Bir Alacha, it's only Mayat Rav, that's how we use Noyek, to be Mekadosh Dafka when he's having Suda Gemur. Dahinu Alpa, not to be Yetzir with Pasuk of a Kisna. There are those that have such a minute. They're always Mekadosh Benegea to right before the Suda, because they should be Mekadosh when they're having their Ekkad Suda. They're also Samech to have the Kiddush, the Lahair of Kiddush and Shul, they'll have the Ragalach. Once they come home, they're Mekadosh again. Now, it's already the 50 Shuvah sees Mar, it's the Titan Sasha. No, over there. If you bring Kaddish later on, B'shas Tzudo, that means you're Kiddush for the Goyim, then you're not that, you're supposed to have Kiddush Makom Tzudo Zafka. So if you're Kiddush Makom Tzudo Zafka, that means you only ate the Kiddush, but welcome the real Tzudo when you're having left. It was there, you shouldn't be able to make Kiddush before, because you're eating before, if you're going to have Kiddush and have Ragalach, hope that you're having Ragalach before you make Kiddush, because you're not eating the dinner of Kiddush, of Kiddush. So if Kaddish wants to be Matarit in Sefer, he wants to be Matarit, that's not a time to do this fasting, but Ken's not even going to feed the Goyim. He just tells that the Iker Din is Makom Kriya Shamtei Oynik. That Makom Oynik Shamtei Kriya. That wherever you have your Suda spot, that's where you have to have Kiddush. The Goyin that says you have to have Kiddush when your Suda, that means that the Suda has to have a Kiddush. The Iker Suda has to have a Kiddush. That's not Makhkiya that you're not allowed to have a Kiddush before. You just have to make sure that the Iker Suda has a Kiddush. Maybe if you make Kiddush before, and that's possible to kiss him. And as long as you make sure to have later on another Suda, Bishatu Suda of Lechem, of Challah, to be Mekadosh again. Now, Aldera Zer, Rav Moshe has a Chiddush in the Tshuva, in Yoredea, Chelik Beis, Kuf Samach Gimel. It's also the long one, Chelik Dalet, Arachayim Samach Gimel. And he wants to tell you that it could be that you're allowed to be Mekadosh even if you're not going to be into Yidin of Kiddush. Then you can be Mekadosh and have periods. And then, as long as you're Mekadosh later on, Mishas Tzudo. Somebody was asking, can somebody be Mekadosh? He wants to have a coffee. He's not interested in having Suda now. He's having a Sikin. It's 7:30. He's after Shacharis. His guests now are coming till 11 o'clock. He's not interested in having another one. But he needs his coffee. Can he do it? So he's lying. Can't have a Sikin from Moshe. Maybe it could be that it's only period. That we even have that we have Shita Sashaki. You burn the whole day, right? But can't have a Sikin from Moshe. The whole, the Iker Nakud is that you should be Makadish and after Suda. Can't have that over here. Even if you're not eating, then you can just welcome Suda. You'll have to be Makadish to have your coffee. Most places in Taka go not this way. The Pashas Mashmois of the Machaber is not this way. He says, Mefurish and Sevdale, Bimadayim le Kiddush la Atma, Yizorish le Yitim Yimoim, Sha'osu le Yitim Achi Kaz Makam Tudosu. Machaber says, Tuam Mefurish, then, if you weren't Yitim, you didn't have Kiddush, you're not being Yitim your Kiddush now, Don't drink wine because you're not allowed to drink before. Rabbi Berkowitz told me also that it's a very big kiddush, and the chayyur you should not be able to be tamei upon it. That's pashas how most places go, that you should not eat if you're not going to be eating your kiddush. You're only going to have a half a ragalo. I think even according to Rabbi Banu, you have to have 3/4 or so. You didn't have kiddush ragalo to do that. But meila, a half a ragalo or one cookie or something like that, you're getting yourself into problems. Or to have a drink, have a coffee, have a drink of soda. If you're not being eating your dinner of kiddush, the chayyur you should not do it, because kumtai say you're eating before your real kiddush. Mean with tariff to other things? No, fresh is not. Make a bring a fresh at the end. Such game. I would like to be Messiah, but there is a bir halacha, not negate after much the kiddush makom suda, but it's also negated its Indian. The Mishnah Berurah in the bir halacha, the long bir halacha and Reish Mem Tes, the Ramat Chamuter, handling whether or not there's a din of Meteyavin by the Suda Sayyim. This is the same way that there's a din Meteyavin at night. Is there a din Meteyavin by the Suda Shachar? So he comes out at the end of the Shtickel Torah. He says, "Mikol Mokim Yesh Anshe Ma'isish Machmirim Asma B'Mokim De'Efsher Kedasa Magan Avrom V'Tekev Acher HaKiddush Noitun Liyadayim V'Varchan Lapas V'Oich Man Akol B'Seich HaSudom K'Chosu B'Sefer Shulchan HaTeshitim V'Agofanim L'Kuli Yalma Nochan Lahadush Shaloin Lamale Kreisim Yishar Yechilis Kedim Sudom Sapas." Even if you're not going to be Makbid on having Kiddush Mokim Sudo and you can have Ragala, still L'Kuli Yalma you should not pull yourself up on Ragala, because then your Sudo is not going to be the other. So you're fine, you didn't have a problem with Kiddush Makom Suda, you're eating Kiddush Makom Suda. But you lost out on your Ikr Suda, then now your Ikr Suda is not a Teyavah. Meila, even the Nanak is in Kiddush Makom Suda, there's still an Indian to be Makadish and eat the Suda's path right away without being Mastik in between. Anshi Mayim, there's no Chiyuv, but something to keep in mind. Just getting back to the Mishnah Berurah that we said in Siv Zayin, Siv Vav, in Kiddush Bebeisei V'Sham HaShechinim V'Shechonei Arach V'Fanam, says Mechaber, Yoytei Bein HaShapar V'Makom Suda. Very often I hear, I see this neighbor, two flights up, the guy makes kiddush, I hear it clearly, not a problem. If I would tell him before Shabbos that I want him to be made to me, not a problem, even though I'm in my house and he's in his house, nevertheless, if he's mechaber to made to me, I'm yetzir, that's the lashon of mechaber, you're yetzir your kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that only helps when you tell him that you want him to be yetzir. However, like the case of the shul, she'ashat mechaber to make a medrash, mizmanenu, la'yotah ha'shameya afilim yizkav alatis, v'reitz l'sitshom, elim kein yizkav anashat l'yitziyah. You have to tell the shat that you want him to be my tzim. Since it's only admitting that which would be mekadosh, there's no orchim, maybe you have to tell the shat to be my tzim. Now, I wonder, lefi this, we saw when you get if somebody is not mekadosh, the first bracha of Shemini Esrei. The Bi'ur Halacha, blessed by Tzarachin, what are you supposed to do? Are you allowed to continue Shemini Esrei or not? You finish Shemini Esrei, bracha da Hashem, magen avram. Then you realize, you just landed, where am I? I'm in the mirror, and we're taka davening. You just finished your first bracha, and you realize you weren't mechav mechal. Are you allowed to continue your Shemayin Esrei mechal? How is a person allowed to continue your Shemayin Esrei? You're not yet to your Shemayin Esrei, you're not yet to your chiyu of filo, unless you have to have one of the first bracha. But maybe you're not allowed to daven, the rest of your filo, the next 18 brachas, is not going to be, doesn't have this filo. Have to be yet. So, could be with us in the law, there's a type of a matter, and even so, it has been tefillah, v'chulu. Nevertheless, says the Bi'ur Halacha, what's the best thing to do, if you could, wait for the Shas to do Chazar HaShas, and be mechavim with the Shas as the first bracha, because the Shas is made to everybody, mechavim with the Shas as the first bracha, he's the first bracha. Now, according to what he's saying over here, that's the whole reason that if you want to be yetzer with the Shas, since the whole reason he's mechavim nowadays is just because it's a minute, and therefore he's not mechavim with anybody, would you say the same thing by Chazar HaShas? Or would you say the same thing by Chazar HaShas? The only reason, nowadays everybody's bekeem, everybody does themselves. You're not being mechavim and waiting. Let's go to mechalik that it's a minig, it wasn't a takano, and that's a takano of chazar hashas. Or, the taka of these people, the shas always knows that there's these people attacking on mechavim. The sound of the shas is that, yeah, for anybody that wants to be waiting. Ish la'ayin, how it works in such a case. Ken zayin, you should be motion for the shas. Tell him, you know, listen here, you're waiting. Ish la'ayin. The last halacha, siv zayin, the Yeshayim Shayim Makachin El Laura Ner, Yeshayim Shayim Kiddush Tali Bener, the Munene Bechotu Yeshim Zne Avrit Me'azim Zvuv. Mechor means that the Zvuvim are in the house, not in the, it's not going out because the Zvuvim are outside. Makachin Bechotu, Vaychol Shem Apopi Shayin Ray Aner, Shaner Sainin Gisav Lay the Tsar. Nothing Gisav. The Locha is that you should have, says the Mishabruah, this is Dachavim Mitzar Harvey, the Lavaki Tsar Lachal Dachavim Mokhim Ner. a person is supposed to eat lechatchila in the makom where the neiros are, and they're supposed to, the merit of the kiddush is also supposed to be in the same place because the kiddush is supposed to be makom suda, unless it's mustar in the place. There's too many mosquitoes here. Go to a different room that has screens. You won't get yourself in the problem. However, it's not going to be mustar harvey. However, I saw brought down the Shmuel Shabbos Chosam Nundal Lamadalis. He tied his from Shema Zalma. Now that everybody has light, so really after the din of light, you have light in all the different places. There's no real mind of the lower than nearest because you have light in all the different places. He says if you have a siva, you don't even need a star harvey. If you have a some siva to go to different places, the chur that would be enough since you have the light in all the different places. Mainly be mekayim the din. Make sure that you don't have any problems with kiddush makom suda. From ikur the dina, it's not a problem to go to a different place. This to be masakim what comes out of ma'isa. When is there a problem with kiddush makom suda? Do we have a problem with kiddush makom suda? That you when is the case that if you're mekadesh and you did not eat, you have to be mekadesh again. Because if you had a revius, any time you had a revius, we're always going to be samech, even though there's many shittas that hold. First of all, the many shittas don't hold like the geinim, and there's many shittas that hold that even like the geinim, you have to have another revius. And zichur b'di'evet, if you had a revius, it would be samech on the shittas that you were going to eat any kiddush. What? From mekadesh alein. If you had a revius. So if you had a revius, he's good to go. Now, even if he didn't have a revius, even if he was mafzik of his man merubo, but how much is his man merubo? We're chosh up to 2 hours. It's considered his man merubo. Unless you're mamash mafzik for a long time, it's got to be at least 2 hours. If you left your place, which you see is also considered a hafzik, it's dafka if it's not l'serach l'sudo. Anything which is considered l'serach l'sudo, you have to prepare yourself, you have to use the bathroom, you have to do whatever it was, which is l'serach. Generally, most people aren't going out for no reason b'chol after skiddush. What? L'serach l'sudo. It's l'serach l'sudo. It wouldn't be a problem. Now, even if it isn't a terech of the sudo, but if it's raya mekaymai, if you went to a different cheder and it's raya mekaymai, and you didn't have das, nevertheless, it's still considered the same. Maybe the other would be say your eitzim. Now, even if it took a long time, it was 3 hours, but your das was b'shas that you made kiddush, that you're going to have kiddush right now. And then somebody came over, started schmoozing, and then next thing you know, it's 3 hours later, the guy gets a hatzala, phone call, next thing you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mekadesh 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, by the time he comes back, was an Enes, the Dasa was in Mekadesh. The Mele was Yitzhak Dei Kiddush, even though Lamayin Sagaret, he wasn't Mekadesh. Now, even if his Dasa was not in Mekadesh now, he decides, you know what, I'm going to be first, I'm going to do Shnei Mekadesh Chatarim. Some people want a time, maybe that's considered a Seraph Sudom. The Shiva says that holy, he's supposed to finish Shnei Mekadesh Chatarim before you do them. So maybe Shnei Mekadesh Chatarim is Sudom. Seraph is Sudom. Ain't Seraph Sudom going to be said. Made Kiddush, but now I'm not supposed to eat my Sudom. So he's preparing the food. You can't eat without it. But if you decide, I'm going to shoot the breeze, you're going to squirt for a few hours, and then at the end of the day you decided, you know what, let me eat now, as long as Tachlis Gered, at the end of the day you ate right away after your Makadish, you ate to your feet. Kumta says only if you had Das not to eat now, and you thought you didn't eat now, and you waited for a long time, 2 hours, 3 hours, or you left, you decide you're not going to eat now, and you left, but you're in shul. They make kiddush. You said, I'm not going to eat now. And you go home, and if not, you can't say, oh, I want to be yetzer with kiddush now. In such a case, therefore you're not yetzer with kiddush makom suda, and you would have to be makadosh again.